You're listening to SBS News.
The four nations of the United Kingdom have agreed to relax COVID-19 restrictions for Christmas to allow up to three households to meet at home for 5 days. England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland have taken differing approaches to handling the pandemic so far, but the leaders of the devolved nations reached agreement with London on Tuesday on rules governing the festive period. British Cabinet Minister Michael Gove made the announcement.
Well, I'm very pleased that we've secured agreement with the First Minister of Scotland, the First Minister of Wales, and also the First Minister and Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland to have a relaxation of the rules over Christmas. So for 5 days, from the 23rd to the 27th of December, people will be allowed to have a Christmas bubble. And that means that three households can get together so that families can enjoy something closer to a normal Christmas.
A national lockdown in England is due to end next week, after which different parts of the country will face varying restrictions as part of a tiered system announced by Prime Minister Boris Johnson. A decision is expected later this week on which areas will fall into the different categories. The United Kingdom has one of the highest tolls from the coronavirus pandemic, nearly reaching 56,000 deaths, according to government data published on Tuesday. Meanwhile, France will start easing its COVID-19 lockdown this weekend so that by Christmas, shops will reopen and people will be able to spend the holiday with the rest of their families. In a televised address to the nation, French President Emmanuel Macron said the worst of the second wave of the pandemic in France was over, but that restaurants, cafes, and bars would have to stay shut until the 20th of January to avoid triggering a third wave.
We must do everything to avoid a third wave, do everything to avoid a third lockdown.
Meanwhile, in the United States, officials are coordinating vaccination distribution plans with President-elect Joe Biden's team as they plan to release 6.4 million COVID-19 vaccine doses nationwide in its first distribution after regulators cleared the vaccine for emergency use. Officials gave states and other jurisdictions their estimated allocations of how many initial vaccines they should expect on Friday so that they can begin planning for how to best distribute it to their high-risk populations. U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar said by January there should be a large enough vaccine supply to vaccinate senior citizens, healthcare workers, and first responders.
We've said that we expect by the end of December to have enough vaccine to vaccinate those who are most vulnerable, just by way of sizing and scaling. That by the end of January, we think we would have enough to vaccinate our senior citizens as well as our healthcare workers and first responders. And then, as the general has talked about, progressively, week after week, just more vaccine keeps coming off of the production, gets quality controlled and released into the system, additional prioritized groups, or eventually just general vaccination availability, to the point that in the second quarter of next year, we believe we'd have enough vaccine from all sources to be able to make that so that anyone who wanted to get a vaccine in the United States would be able to get that. But that's a progression, a constant progression.
In New York, hundreds of cars lined up on Tuesday at a COVID-19 testing site on Staten Island in New York City as officials pleaded with residents to take measures to prevent the virus's spread. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said hospitalizations have spiked 122% in New York State over the last 3 weeks, prompting the reopening of an emergency medical facility on Staten Island where the virus has skyrocketed. Mr. Cuomo told residents to stay home and avoid gatherings during the holiday season and reminded New Yorkers of the grim early days of the pandemic when as many as 800 people died in a single day in the state. Mayor Bill de Blasio said he was concerned about the situation on the island.
I'm very concerned about the situation in Staten Island, and I know Staten Island went through so much in the spring. We focused, of course, in getting the PPE to hospitals in the spring and working with both hospitals regularly on their needs. We've got to be very careful this time to make sure the Staten Islanders get what they need.
The United States has recorded 12.5 million infections and more than 259,000 deaths so far, according to a Johns Hopkins University tally. Meanwhile, in Germany, 16 federal states are proposing to allow gatherings of up to 10 people over Christmas and New Year, offering some relaxation of coronavirus restrictions to let families and friends celebrate together. Italy has registered 853 coronavirus deaths in the last 24 hours, the highest in the autumn resurgence, but still below the deadly peak in the spring. The director of Italy's National Health Institute, Giovanni Reza, called the number a bad figure in the face of a slowing number of cases following containment measures, including partial lockdowns in regions most under pressure and a nationwide 10 o'clock curfew. Another 23,000 positive cases were registered on Tuesday, according to Italian Health Ministry data, bringing the pandemic total in Italy to 1.45 million. Meanwhile, China's health authority has recorded 22 new COVID-19 infections on Tuesday, up from 11 a day earlier, while an official from the city of Tianjin said two confirmed cases this month caught the virus from pig heads from North America. The National Health Commission said on Tuesday 20 of the new cases were imported infections that originated overseas. One local transmission was reported in Shanghai and another in Tianjin. Globally, COVID-19 infections have surpassed 59.5 million, with more than 1.4 million deaths. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.